This call is being recorded.
All right, so it's good to talk to you. I actually took a look at the episode on yesterday, and it was really good. I was intrigued. I learned a lot about you things that I didn't know, that I was a little bit confused about your early stages, and it clarified it. So it was a really, really good show. So tell me.
I mean, you also learned that you didn't know I was that handsome, but it's okay.
yeah. I definitely learned that. So tell me, what are your thoughts about the show?
Oh, I loved it. You know, it's an honor. It's one of the things, you know, when I described it, right? When I asked, because you know, I got a couple of people to be in there that normally wouldn't do the interview, or 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. No, and I was like, yo, this is the biggest honor for me. You know, I've been wanting to do Unsung forever. You know, I feel like I'm underrated, you know. So for me, I knew exactly what it was, and I know it was dope because I've seen all the people I look up to. You know, Shaka Khan, you know, so I felt like, wow, they put me amongst the elite. So It was an honor for me.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So tell me, you know, you've been in the industry now 2 decades, and you've seen the highs and the lows, and you know, the best of times and the worst of times. What do you think are like some of your biggest lessons that you've learned?
Biggest lessons I learned, I think if you would define Fat Joe's whole career, it would be he never gave up. And generation before mine and all the generations before that, a lot of them gave up. A lot of them were like very, very talented still and still had what it took to be a superstar or a hit maker. And because of the way the system is, the music business, you know, they let a record label tell them, you're not hot no more. And they just faded away and became the old school artist. You know, as to my generation, you know, we said no. Like, you know, they told me I was done 10 years ago. And I went independent and I made Make It Rain. I made I Won't Tell. I made All the Way Up. These are top three hits in America. Like, because I went independent and I became an entrepreneur and I did it myself. I didn't lay down. So, like, I think that would be the biggest thing, you know, if I analyze it and just say, yo, this guy won't give up. And I urge everybody else who feels talented like that not to give up and not to let somebody dictate whether, you know, this is, you know, you can do this or not, you know?
And you had your kids on there, and I really, really like that. And, you know, one thing that was said was that you're a person that comes home at night. So how do you turn off? Because, you know, got all these lights shining on you, all of these demands of you, and you're, you know, the superstar. How do you turn off and humble yourself to be husband and dad?
Well, the problem is at the end of the day, you got to be realistic with yourself. And, you know, because the people tell you you're great and you're this and you're that, you have to know that you're a human being. And at the end of the day, the only people that really, really care about you, really, really, truly love you like that is your family. So it's very important to remain loyal to your family and take care of your family. And that's what it's about for me. You know, years ago, I couldn't really answer that for you because, you know, I was caught up. You know, but now I can tell you, being that I'm older, that man's wealth is judged on his family. And that's what it pretty much comes down to. You know, in this interview, it's the first time my wife ever gave an interview in her life. She's been with me over 20 years. So that'll let you know how important I thought this unsung was and how much bribing I had to do for her to get in front of the camera.
And she is absolutely beautiful as well. So
thank
tell
you.
Me,
she deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. When I say the word forgiveness, what does that mean to you?
Forgiveness? Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness is hard because there's levels to forgiveness. And something that ain't about physical confrontation or something that ain't, you know, about, you know, you can forgive, but, you know, it's hard. You know, you got to come to amends with yourself and say, all right, I'm going to forget this, because you can't forgive and hold a grudge. You got to forgive and just move on and say, all right, I accept this happened, whether you did the right thing or they did the right thing, and you say, we're going to move on from here. So forgiveness is actually a hard thing to do.
And how did you, when you were incarcerated, what kept you motivated and inspired and helped you to keep your head up?
Well, I'm always, always optimistic. And I always bet on myself. And people look at me like I'm crazy. Even when I first started coming up and I was telling people I was going to be a big-time rapper, and they'd be like, yo, ain't no Latinos ever make it in rapping, you know. And I you couldn't tell me nothing. I was that naive or that knucklehead where I'm like, listen, bro, I'm going to be a big-time rapper. So it's the same thing. While I was in there, I read a lot, and I told myself, it was really, I mean, I'm going to tell you something that I never told nobody publicly. I never realized I was 40 years old. Like, so I've been a rapper, been famous, and been hot since I'm like 20 years old. So I've always been in the nicest cars, the nicest clothes, hanging out with all the young crowd, the in crowd, to where I didn't even know I was 40 years old. Till I got in there and they did a basketball league 40 and older, and they were like, yo, Joe, you want to get on the team? I was like, what? But you old dudes, you crazy? But it was a reality check. Then I had to go back in that cell and say, yo, Joe, you know what? You 40 years old, bro. You got to go after it, or it's over. You get out of here, you better go get that money, do the right thing, take care of it, and don't stop. That was pretty much what I did in there. I would just sit down and just say, all right, when I go home, I'm going to just take off running.
And you and 50 Cent, you guys are consider each other friends. What do you think the most valuable part of your relationship, if you could define it?
For me, it's respect. So, you know, 50 Cent, this guy is a bully. He attacks everybody, and most people lay down. The biggest of guys lay down. And when he saw that, you know, Joe's relentless, he won't lay down, you know, it actually made him respect me. Where he was like, yeah, you know what? This guy ain't like the rest of them. This guy, you know, maybe I got it wrong. This guy's one of them guys. You know, and so I think he built respect for me. As for me, I respect forgiveness. Back to the original question. I respect forgiveness. So when the guy told me, yo, let's make a truce, let's call peace for Chris Lighty, I said, man, it took a lot for this guy to say that. So I said, let me honor and respect that. And now to this day, he has become my friend. He's actually a good friend of mine. I could call 50 Cent for anything. He could call me, and vice versa. Like, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy because I've been around his crew. He's been around my crew, and no one has ever felt awkward You know, we showed each other and embraced each other and show each other real love.
And here's my last question. Do you ever think that you would drop the name Fat from Fat Joe?
Ever. Because I've always been Fat Joey my whole life. And I don't want nobody to think there's something they need to feel ashamed of. I think if you're fat and you want to get healthy, go get healthy. But, you know, I don't think you should ever be ashamed of who you are, you know. And imagine me all my life being Fat Joe and then change my name and all of a sudden say I'm Joe. Nah, I ain't got the, you know, people be like, come on, man, I love Fat Joe.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I thank you for your time, and I know that you had a situation earlier, and I hope you feel better, and
have a happy new year. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Yvette. Bye-bye. Thank you, Fat Joe. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.